The House will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Butler. Butler Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Flores Galizio. Gerard. Gelzer. Gelzer Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Greenlick Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Nolan Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Riley Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Thatcher Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Butler. Flores. Gelzer. Greenlick. Nolan. Riley. Roblin. Thatcher. Excuse for business. Barker. Barnhart. Cameron. Galizio. Jensen. Shields.
We have a quorum. When we recessed, we were under the order of propositions and motions. Representative Scott, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask for a recess for the purpose of a Republican caucus.
Representative Scott, do you wish to set a timeline for that?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Representative Scott has made a motion to recess for 20 minutes for purpose of Republican caucus. Representative Hunt.
Us Democrats will just meet briefly on the floor up near Representative Greenlee's desk.
Without objection, we're recessed.
We'll call the roll.
Barker. Barker Barnhart. Barnhart Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Burley Butler. Butler Cameron. Cannon. Cannon Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Dingfelder Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Gerard. Gelser. Gilliam. Gilman. Gilman Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Krieger Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nathanson Nelson. Nelson Nolan. Nolan Olson. Reed. Reed Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Shields Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Barker. Barnhart. Burley. Butler. Dingfelder. Gilman. Crummel. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Reed. Shields. Mr. Speaker.
We've called the roll, and a quorum is present. When we recessed, we were under propositions and motions. The chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily advance to the order of third readings of House bills. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2260, related on unlawful employment practices.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I bring you House Bill 2260, which comes to you on a unanimous vote from the House Committee on Business and Labor. This bill allows compensatory and punitive damages and other relief for unlawful employment practices based on race, religion, color, sex, national origin, marital status, or age, basically applying the same remedies for employment practices as are available for other kinds of discrimination. The bill will bring civil law regarding employment discrimination in line with laws regarding other kinds of discrimination by allowing victims to seek compensatory and punitive damages. Currently, the law provides these remedies to victims of discrimination in real estate transactions, as well as those who are discriminated against based on disability. Oregon had civil rights protection for race, color, national origin, and religion before the federal government. Oregon's Title VII equivalent law was enacted in 1949, and the federal equivalent is the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Given that proud and rich history, House Bill 2260 appropriately proposes extending the meaningful remedies since enacted for other state civil rights violations to victims of race and other kinds of discrimination, so victims are not required to bring action under the federal law if they want real compensation. It's important to point out that Oregon employees of employers with fewer than 15 employees do not currently have access to these federal remedies. This bill proposes to align the remedies available for employment discrimination based on an employee's protected class with those already available for similar types of discrimination. Employment discrimination is for an employee's protected class is equally as improper as other types of discrimination. The law should reflect that and allow recovery of similar damages. This bill would enable those who suffer employment discrimination based on a protected class to recover $200 or actual compensatory damages. It would also allow recovery of punitive damages if the employee can meet the test required by law to plead these damages. Colleagues, I urge you to continue Oregon's proud tradition of protecting workers against discrimination by bringing state law in line with existing federal law. Colleagues, I urge a yes vote on House Bill 2260.
Is there further discussion? Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At least the last couple sessions that I can remember, and maybe the first one I was here, I flat out asked the Commissioner of Bureau of Labor Industry if a person can be fired based solely on their sexuality. Now, we have a bunch of protected classes here. I support this bill. But his response both times that I remember asking that question in committee was, unless you live in specific municipalities that have passed ordinances protecting sexuality as a class, yes, across this state, you can still be fired based on your sexuality. Well, I think that's wrong. I look forward to the day when we add that to these list of protected classes, and I urge your vote on this bill. Thank you very much.
Is there further discussion? If not, Representative Rosenbaum, do you wish to close? Oh, I beg your pardon, Representative Rosenbaum. We have Representative Richardson in the queue.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to clarify that I also support this bill. I feel that it's appropriate that there be civil action available to individuals who have been discriminated against in employment situations based on their race, religion, color, sex, national origin, and marital status or age, assuming that they're at least 18. This does not deal with sexual orientation. It's talking about gender when it speaks of sex there. Certainly, most of us believe that this is what the law has been, and this merely gives those that might be discriminated in these normal areas that are already protected by the Constitution and elsewhere, it gives them the right for a civil remedy.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Rosenbaum, do you now wish to close?
Briefly, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, all forms of discrimination are equally abhorrent, and we ought to treat them all the same. Making our laws simpler and more consistent is a good goal and a fine reason to vote for House Bill 2260. But what's more important is that our laws reflect our values, and right now we are falling short in regards to protecting victims of discrimination. I would hope that we can all agree that it is wrong to not hire or even to fire a person based on her sex, religion, race, color, national origin, marital status, or age. Now we have a chance to act on that belief by passing House Bill 2260. I urge your aye vote.
Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Clem, how do you vote? Representative Minnis, how do you vote? Minnis votes aye. Has everyone voted who's on the floor? Okay. House Bill 2260, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5011, relating to financial administration of the Columbia River Gorge Commission Property Money, declaring an emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5011A. Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Speaker, House Bill 5011 is the appropriation bill for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. The commission was authorized by the 1986 Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area Act and then created through an interstate compact between Oregon and Washington. The compact took effect upon ratification by the United States Congress. These actions established the commission as a permanent regional agency with responsibility for land use policy in the 292,000-acre National Scenic Area. The Interstate Compact requires Oregon and Washington to equally share commission operating costs. The budget recommended by the Joint Committee on Ways and Means totals $1,015,864 general fund. This represents an increase of $151,171 over the 05-07 legislatively approved expenditure level and $113,001 over the governor's budget. The increase represents adjustments for inflation, price list adjustments, and cost of personnel increases, including cost of living adjustments and standard merit increases and other employee benefits. The committee approved continuation of 9 of the agency's 11 performance measures with slight modification to the wording and adding a new measure relating to the best practices measure for board and commissions. 2 measures were deleted that do not adequately demonstrate performance of the agency. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5011 as amended.
Further discussion, Representative Morgan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I rise to explain why I'm in opposition of this bill. I voted against it in the full Ways and Means Committee, and with great respect to my predecessor, Gary Hansen, I'd like to tell you why. The this budget has in it over $1 million in general fund. At this point in time, the members of this body have no idea what the co-chair's budget is, what the grand blueprint is for budgeting in the state of Oregon, and so we have no way to know how the pieces fit together. We have no way to know if the pieces that we're passing out that have general fund in them are going to fit within the existing amount of general fund by the time all of the dust settles and the chips fall. So if on that basis, I am a no vote on this budget, and I would just like to add that I am greatly looking forward to receiving the co-chair's budget, which they have indicated will be out around the middle of March. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Smith, Greg Smith.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I move that House Bill 5011 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Greg Smith moves House Bill 5011 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, today I rise with complete and thorough respect for each and every one of you. And today perhaps I arise alone on this motion to refer House Bill 5011A back to the Committee on Ways and Means. But how dare this House of Representatives of the citizens of the state of Oregon place greater value on the Columbia River Gorge Commission, a bureaucracy, over the needs of our children. We've all heard that providing predictability and funding stability for our schools should be the top agenda. But it's not. The Columbia River Gorge Commission is our top priority today. Funding a bureaucracy is more important with our general fund dollars than funding our children first. Colleagues, please join me in this symbolic gesture by stating today with your vote that children and their education is more important than a bureaucracy. We should all vote today. We should all vow today that not one dime of general fund money will be spent until our children are placed at the top of the list. Colleague, let's all leave this building together in June or July by saying that we funded children first. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Smith, do you wish to close? He does not. We have called the House. We have Representative Roblin, Representative Gelser, Representative Rosenbaum, Representative Holvey, Representative Galizio. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. The sergeant at arms will attend. And the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barker Barnhart. Barnhart Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boone Boquist. Boquist Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Burley Butler. Butler Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dallum Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelser, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlich, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Jensen Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Barnhart, Boone, Boquist, Burley, Butler, Dallum, Jensen.
I think Barnhart and Butler probably down on revenue.
Representative Roblin?
I move to suspend the call.
Representative Roblin moves to dispense with further proceedings under the call. This will not suspend the call, but direct the Sergeant-at-Arms to cease looking for absent members. The House will remain under the call until the vote is taken on the motion pending before the House. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Those of the opinion that House Bill 5011 should be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Berger, how do you vote? Berger votes aye. No, Berger votes no. Aye. Representative Burley, how do you vote? Burley votes aye. Representative Butler, how do you vote? Is excused for a business of the House. Representative Lim votes aye. The motion to re-refer House Bill 5011 to the Committee on Ways and Means, having not received the required majority, is declared failed. Further discussion on House Bill 5011A. Representative Patty Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of this budget bill. I've got letters from Hood River County Commission, Multnomah County Commission. I happen to represent the district that has the National Scenic Area in it. It's been a long haul. But I got to tell you, if we don't fund this, and we don't fund it now, we're going to be turned over to the Forest Service for funding of this. And that's why I always support this budget. We have to support this budget. So I'm in full support of 5011. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Krummel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the bill.
To the bill.
Colleagues, I have never had much love lost for the Gorge Commission. I think that they are a bureaucracy that overrides the will of the local people. I think that they are many times inappropriate in the way they act, and if I had my druthers, I would completely defund them, and I would get rid of them. I don't think that they serve us well, and I also agree with the representative from Boardman, Hepner, that if we can't put our kids first in the general fund, then we ought to set all budgets aside until we can make sure that the education budget is funded first. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, then Representative Garrard, do you wish to close?
No.
He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Dallum, how do you vote? Dallum votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Jensen votes no. House Bill 5011A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5034, relating to financial administration of the Land Use Board of Appeals, appropriated money and declaring an emergency.
The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 5034. Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, if you voted against the Columbia Gorge Commission, you didn't like it, you're going to hate the next one. House Bill 5034 is the budget bill for the Land Use Board of Appeals. No applause. The board has exclusive jurisdiction to hear appeals of land use decisions made by state agencies, local governments, and special districts. The board was established in 1979 to provide prompt, professional, and efficient resolution of land use issues and to create a consistent body of land use law. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved a total budget of $1,480,575.06 FTE. The budget represents a 9.9% increase over the 05-07 legislatively approved budget. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means also reviewed and approved the agency's performance measures. Five measures from the 05-07 biennium were retained, and four output-oriented measures were deleted as key performance measures for the 07-09 biennium. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends House Bill 5034 be reported out due pass.
Further discussion, Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, to the bill.
To the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, again, we bring to the floor a bill spending another $1.4 million in general fund. We've had these discussions in full Ways and Means for the last two or three Fridays. A question asked of the co-chairs during one of those meetings was, what's your expectation of the amount of general fund money you'll be asking us to spend until we get a co-chair's budget, until we really know what the picture looks like? 1.4 million here, a million here. Somebody said, actually, we finally spend some money. The answer to that question was somewhere around 5% of the general fund. So the real money answer is we're going to be asked to spend somewhere around $700 million in general fund expenditures before we get to the end of this line. We know that this is a bit of a broken record, and we hope you don't get tired of hearing it, but that you tire of hearing that we're spending that money before we have a co-chair's budget. There's nothing wrong with this agency to speak of within the budget. It's the process itself that's failing. I'd urge your no vote on this budget.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Garrard, do you wish to close?
No, sir.
He does not. Representative Nelson is in the queue, so for what purpose do you rise?
To address the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Very good. Go ahead.
Thank you. Colleagues, I just simply want to say the first bill for the gorge was a 28.5% increase budget. This one's near 10% increase. And frankly, in my district, I bet there aren't five people that got a 30% raise or even a 10% raise. Even our largest employer only gives 4%. Today I heard, you know, what's happened to fuel in the last month, another 39 cents a gallon. This is unreal. And if we're starting off this way, it's going to be a sad ending. I'm just saying we should not be increasing budgets now. Let's wait and see, take care of our prioritized issues rather than look for a cash cow to pay for these services that aren't essential.
The chair granted permission to Representative Nelson to speak upon the bill. Representative Garrard, in view of that permission, do you now wish to close?
Yes, sir. No, sir. No, I do not wish to close.
Very good. Thank you. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. All members have voted. House Bill 5034, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily advance to the order of final readings of memorials and resolutions. Is there any objection? So ordered. The clerk will read the memorial.
HJM 6, urging Congress to support establishment of Ice Age Flood National Geologic Trail.
The question now arises upon final reading and adoption of House Joint Memorial 6. Representative Dahlem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank the committee for an opportunity to bring a non-budget, innocuous little glacier bill. In 2001, the National Park Service completed a major special resource study and submitted a report to Congress proposing an Ice Age Flood National Geologic Trail be established. In 2005, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed an initiative to create the Ice Age Flood National Geological Trail. The trail runs from Missoula, Montana to the Pacific Ocean and is intended to provide public appreciation, understanding, and enjoyment of the nationally significant natural and cultural features of the Ice Age floods and to promote efforts to interpret and educate along the pathways of the floods. The purpose of the multi-state Ice Age Flood Geologic Trail will encourage the public to view, experience, and learn about the Ice Age floods through a collaborative efforts of both public and private entities. Both houses of Congress are currently considering identical bills to establish an Ice Age Fund National Geological Trail. HJM 6 declares that the establishment of the trail will benefit local economies and request congressional support for its establishment. I urge your support for House Joint Resolution Number 6, sponsored by Scott Bruin.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Dahlem, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the memorial should be adopted will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Dahlem, how do you vote? Dahlem votes aye. Representative Wisnett, how do you vote? Wisnett votes aye. House Joint Memorial 6, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. Chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily advance to the order of third reading of Senate bills. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 60 relating to Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service and declaring an emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 60. Representative Chris Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I bring you Senate Bill 60, passed out of the House Committee on Government Accountability and Information Technology unanimously. I am carrying this bill because I thought some folks might want to hear about what we're doing on volunteerism in this state. And frankly, it probably should have been on the consent calendar, but I opened my mouth, and so I'm carrying it. In Oregon, we have a Volunteers Commission, the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, also known as Oregon Volunteers, was formed in 1994 and is comprised of 25 members appointed by the governor. The commission is nonpartisan and is charged with promoting and supporting volunteerism and civic involvement in Oregon. Oregon Volunteers has been part of the Department of Housing and Community Services since 2001, having previously been a part of the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development. In 2001, the Legislative Assembly made Oregon Volunteers responsible for Oregon Shines Benchmark 30, which measures the percentage of adult Oregonians who have volunteered time to civic, community, or nonprofit activities during the previous 12 months. While Oregon's volunteerism rate is higher than the national average, it has decreased from a high of 65% to its current level of 52%. Senate Bill 60 is simply a policy statement of intent from this legislative assembly in support of volunteerism. The measure authorizes Oregon Volunteers to pursue programs and activities that encourage and reward volunteerism and to provide assistance for the establishment and implementation of volunteer programs. The measure also requires that the Commission submit a report every 2 years to the Legislative Assembly and the governor regarding its activities in advancing volunteerism. Who doesn't like volunteerism? The more we can do with volunteers, I think we can all agree, is it builds community. It's a good thing. Liking volunteers is kind of like liking sunshine. It's a good thing. And so I urge your aye vote on this bill.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Chris Edwards, do you wish to close?
No.
He does not. But those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those who opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Clem, how do you vote? Clem votes aye. Representative Esquivel, how do you vote? Esquivel votes no. Votes yes. Aye. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Gilliam votes aye. Representative Riley, how do you vote? Riley votes aye. Senate Bill 60, having received constitutional majority, is declared passed. The chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily advance to the order of second reading of House bills. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2366 relating to statutes of limitation. House Bill 2668 relating to appeals.
Bills read second time are passed to third reading. Chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily advance to the order of second reading of Senate bills. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill 240 relating to Southwest Oregon Landowner Preference Pilot Program.
Bills read second time are passed to third reading. The House will stand at ease.
The House will come back to order. Representative Witt, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, to request a temporary return to courtesies.
Representative Witt requests permission to return to courtesies. Is there objection? Without objection?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I ask you to join me in welcoming today Clatsop County Clerk Nicole Williams, who is seated in our South Gallery. Welcome, Nicole.
Welcome to the Capitol. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further courtesies? Okay. House will stand at ease. Order. Representative Kremel, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to extend courtesies to one of my interns. He's been coming into my office for the well since session started, and actually he also was coming in and helping us during the interim. This is Cameron Davis. Go ahead and stand up, Cam. And Cameron is a Wilsonvilleite, and he graduated from Wilsonville High School and is now a junior at Oregon State University, and he is studying political science. And so we're just glad to have him, and he's been a big help in the office, and I just wanted to introduce him to the body. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Welcome. Representative Kremel requested permission to return to courtesies and without objection. Further courtesies? Okay, the House will stand at ease. The House will come to order. Are there any announcements before we take a recess motion? Representative Scott. Representative Hunt. Okay, Representative Hunt.
House Democrats will caucus up in our room immediately.
Representative Scott?
The House Republicans will likewise caucus in our caucus room.
Representative Jensen, recess until 5 p.m.
Madam Speaker.
Colleagues, the House will remain in recess until 6:15. Republicans are caucusing and Democrats are gathering.
Call the roll. Barker.
Yes.
Barnhart.
Yes.
Berger.
Yes.
Beyer.
Yes.
Bonamici. Boone.
Yes.
Boquist.
Yes.
Bruin. Buckley.
Yes.
Burley.
Yes.
Butler.
Yes.
Butler Cameron.
Yes.
Cannon.
Yes.
Clem.
Yes.
Cowan.
Yes.
Dallum.
Yes.
Dingfelder.
Yes.
Chris Edwards.
Yes.
David Edwards.
Yes.
Esquivel.
Yes.
Flores.
Yes.
Galizio.
Yes.
Gerard. Gilzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Comp Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Crummel Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Minnis Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Comp, Crummel, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Wisnet, excused, Bonamici, Nelson, excused for business of the House, Greenlick.
A quorum is present. When we recessed, we were under the order of propositions and motions. The Speaker requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that House Bill 2031 be read and second time immediately. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
House Bill 2031 related to taxation.
Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to temporarily advance to the order of business of second reading of House Bills. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
House Bill 2031 relating to taxation, prescribing an effective date, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority.
Bill read second time is passed to third reading. The Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that House Bill 2031 and House Bill 2707 be read third time immediately as special orders of business. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that House Bill 2031 and House Bill 2707 be considered immediately as special orders of business. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to temporarily advance to the order of business of third reading of House Bills. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2031 relating to taxation, prescribing an effective date, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2031. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that House Bill 2031 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue.
Representative Barnhart moves that House Bill 2031 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is the hope that the Committee on Revenue will meet early tomorrow morning and consider additional amendments to this bill.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Barnhart, do you wish to close?
No, sir.
Those who are of the opinion that House Bill 2031 should be referred to the Committee on Revenue will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion having received the required majority is declared adopted, and House Bill 2031 has been re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. Question now arises. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2707 relating to a reserve fund declaring an emergency and providing for revenue estimate modification that requires approval by a 2/3 majority.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2707B. Representative Barnhart.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 2707B be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue.
Representative Barnhart moves that House Bill 2707B be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill may need additional amendments, which are appropriately done in the committee tomorrow morning.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Those who are of the opinion that House Bill 2707B should be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion having received the required majority is declared adopted, and House Bill 2707B has been re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. Representative Barnhart.
Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the Committee on Revenue be granted permission to hear House Bill 2031 and House Bill 2707B in work session tomorrow morning, March 8th at 8 a.m.
Representative Barnhart requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the Committee on Revenue be granted permission to hear House Bill 2031 and House Bill 2707 in work session tomorrow, March 8th at 8 a.m. Is there objection? Representative Butler, for what purpose do you rise?
I rise to object to the motion that they be heard in work session only. This is for the purpose of some public hearing as opposed to immediately in the work session, as my understanding.
Just a moment. Representative Barnhart, would you be willing to restate your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the Committee on Revenue be granted permission to hear House Bill 2031 and House Bill 2707 in public hearing and work session tomorrow morning, March 8th at 8 a.m.
Representative Barnhart requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the Committee on Revenue be granted permission to hear House Bill 2031 and House Bill 2707 in public hearing and work session tomorrow, March 8th at 8 a.m. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. First reading of House bills. Second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Representative Dallum be allowed to recast his vote on House Bill 5011A.
Representative Hunt moves that the rules be suspended and that Representative Dallum be allowed to vote on House Bill 5011. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Dallum, how do you vote?
No.
Representative Dallum votes no. Further announcements? Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In case anyone missed the earlier discussion, the Revenue Committee will meet promptly at 8 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Remonstrances. Members interested in nominating teamwork bills need to file their requests with the Chief Clerk's Office prior to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, March 8, 2007. Any other remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen. Well, that's what we'll do. Representative Jensen, 9 a.m. Thursday, March 8, 2007.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand adjourned until 9 a.m. Thursday, March 8, 2007.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourned until 9 a.m. Thursday, March 8, 2007. Without objection, House is adjourned.